Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your quiet time. Never commence a day without speaking over the day. Words control season. After receiving Turning Point, send it to your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless them. Welcome to Monday, 21st day in April 2025, which happens to be Easter Monday for the year. As usual, open your hand and heart for more of resurrection power in partitional prayers. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. The power that raised Jesus Christ from death will also raise you up. Psalm 16 verse 10 says, "For thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption." I pray over your life. You will not see corruption. You will not experience reduction or decay. On the resurrection morning, the king's seal broke off. The huge stone rolled away. The morning turning soldiers slept as though dead. Jesus rose up again and is declared, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" With the power of resurrection backing you up, I declare you a victor and a champion and a winner in all your life's battles. You will never know defeat or failure in Jesus' name. I'm hearing in my spirit, pray against lingering challenges and persisting problems. If you are experiencing lingering pains in your body or in situations that refuse to go, lay your hand on that part of your body. If it is pain in the body, or find something to represent that issue, a document, an item relevant to the matter, let me pray. I command, may all lingering and prolonged persisting issues in your life come to an end today. I declare, be freed from today. Be delivered. I declare you no more case to answer. God asked me to pray that present situation is not your final destination. There will be a change. I say there will be a change. Psalm 126 verse 1 says, "When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream." That captivity of yours, that issue, adverse situation, shall be turned around today in Jesus' name. The yoke is broken and the burden is lifted off your shoulder. Who is this? Your name has been taken to the shrine or coven. I prophesy, fire will erupt on that shrine. Anyone wishing you evil or misfortune or death shall experience the evil they are wishing you. You and your house are divinely covered. No evil shall be had on your borders. In Jesus' name, say Amen. I receive it. April 21 celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long, profitable, and a fulfilling life. Happy birthday. Right? We are still on the questions, situations, teaching, and answers week. Let's listen. Let's learn and apply all this truth. First issue today. Good afternoon, sir. If someone saw his obituary in a dream, what is the meaning? Is the person going to die? Thank you, sir. More anointing. No, the person won't die if he counters it spiritually, which is do warfare prayers. We have taught that over and over again, not out of fear, but out of exercising our dominion mandate in Christ. Google to locate scriptures that promised you life. Just type Google, "Give me scriptural Bible verses on long life, good health, and safety in the Lord." Google will bring out so many verses of the Bible. List out the relevant ones. You can also type Bible verses on rejecting arrows of death in dream. Many verses will also come up. Do the same. List out these relevant Bible verses. Engage them in warfare prayers. Maybe 15, 20, or 25 Bible verses that are relevant. Make it chanting prayers, praying in tongues and in your understanding. Fast once a week, every Tuesday, which is our fasting day on TPGF, for 5 weeks. Back it up with your prayers with good battle seed weekly. Put the dream behind you. Move on with your life. You shall not die, but live. Arrows of death shall go back to the senders. Listeners, use this same approach for all spiritual battles It is called spiritual warfare prayers. Next, good afternoon, sir. What is your take on an organ donor? Does he have any spiritual undertone? Thank you, sir. Organ donor, what do you mean? I'm against organ donation for sale for money. But if it has to do with donating perhaps a kidney to save a precious loved one, if that is the only way out, I don't see anything wrong with it, and it has no Bible scriptural intonation, spiritual intonation or undertone, as far as I know. Next, good morning, Daddy, and TPGF, happy Easter. I just want to commend you, Daddy, for your wisdom in answering some of the questions raised here. Sometimes these questions sound like the type the Pharisees asked to trap the Lord Jesus Christ, but in all, they never succeeded. Daddy, your head will not lack wisdom in Jesus' name. More anointing. Wow. Thank you. This is what makes TPGF tick. Questions, answers, guideline, counseling, wisdom, and prayers. Thank you, TPGF, for praying for me. Let's keep applying this counseling to our life's program and issues for divine fulfillment. Proverbs 11 verse 4 says, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 24 verse 6 also says, through wise counsel, you will make your war. Let's be applying this wise counsel to win our wars in life and fulfill our destiny. This is why God ordained TPGF. Next, Daddy, you ask us to be reading Psalm 51 thrice daily since 2 weeks ago. Is it indefinitely, or when are we going to stop it or change to another psalm? More anointing, sir. Wow, no, it cannot be indefinitely. 2-3 weeks should be enough. I haven't received any book or psalm in my spirit again. All Bible passages are profitable for reading, for studying, and application, according to 2 Timothy chapter 5, verse 16. Please read that verse of the Bible today. But whenever the Holy Spirit inspires our spirit for a particular chapter or psalm, then we obey. When I receive another specific one, I will let us know when I receive it here. I receive these things by inspiration, and when God brings them, we don't have any doctrine around reading Psalms. But when we do what God says that we should do, then we will achieve the purpose He has in mind for us. Next, good morning, Bami. I totally love the answer you gave to the question about why some ministers of God use bodyguards. Oh, my Daddy, I love that dimension of wisdom. God bless you, Daddy. I love you. Wow. Thank you also. God bless us all. Hello, sir. I want explanation on the difference between tithe and corporate tithe and the seed of 444. Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you for asking. Many new people are daily joining TPGF platform, which is our prayers. But that also means we'll keep explaining some things over again and again for the benefit of the new members. Our tithe is our 10% in our personal income, whether it is salary, wages, or gift, etc. Corporate tithing is our business outfit tithing. We should put our businesses under tithe as well. 10% of net profit should be tithe, whether small, medium, or big. Business outfit is an entity on its own. Tithing on your business, shield the business away from devourers, open God's heaven for enlargement, expansion, and more profit. Try it for a week to start with. You will see that it works wonders. The seed of 222333 or 444 is our special seed connected to the month. In May, we shall make it seed 5555 and so on. Is another way of giving to grow God's kingdom. We try it once. It worked wonders. We kept doing it. Whatever you do that brings the glory, you keep doing it. Next, good morning, my Father in the Lord. My husband and I had a protracted misunderstanding for a long time The family came in to settle the matter. But my husband is insisting that before we come together again, I must go through certain traditional rituals, among which is swearing to an oath. I told them I have left Egypt years ago, that I cannot go back there. The shocking thing is that my husband happens to be a pastor of a church. I hope I took the right decision. He can forget about marriage for me to go back to where I came out from. Wow, I'm shocked beyond words. For a pastor over a church to want to go to take an oath before a village idol or go back to evil tradition. Wow, and it's a pastor over a congregation. Your decision is right. If he wants to go to hell, he should not take you along with him to the place. Stand by your decision. Or listeners, what do you say about this? Send it in. We shall do more on this tomorrow. I hope we have been blessed. There will be no live broadcast today and Friday. I will be in Owerri, Imo State, this weekend, Friday and Saturday for the program. Live broadcast will return next week, Monday. The first No More Delay service or program 2025 will come up on May 1 in Dominion City, Ibadan, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. May 1 is a public holiday in Nigeria. The second No More Delay service will come out at Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, on June 12, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. June 12 also is a public holiday in Nigeria, Democracy Day. We spoke about tithe and seed today again. Pray, pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, as explained today. Four or five things we will keep doing for as long as we live. Praising God, praying to God, paying our tithe, sowing seed, and winning souls. Let's keep them doing it. Let's receive grace to keep doing it. Keep doing it. This is our covenant work with God as long as we live. Let's give devotedly, cheerfully, and committedly. I prophesy to everyone's life, the power and the hand of God shall be good on you. The power of resurrection shall lift you up. You ain't coming down. Higher and higher you will go. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Happy Easter. Bye. God bless you.